We are to follow our Heavenly Father to the end of our race faithfully, past the fourth quarter mark of perfect love, and to stand at the mark until we hear that call, "Well done," to go up higher and to join the Lord and all the heavenly hosts to help in the work to bless all the families of the earth. Soon you will hear more of the thoughts on this theme from our dear Brother Alan Springer. Now, this gathering is intended to not only to hear, masticate, and understand the lessons the Lord has prepared through the various brethren, but also to incite our fellowship with one another in our discussions on spiritual topics presented. We thus help each other in our walk, in our development of our characters in love, and in the likeness of our Master. We're told in Malachi 3:16, "Then they that feared the Lord spake oft to one another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name." Now, this is a time when we can encourage one another in our most holy faith, pressing for the mark of our high calling. Now, last night, Sister Judy mentioned, if we remember, the first Salem Convention we attended in 1970. We had only been consecrated for less than a year, but I remember it like it was yesterday, and the special fellowship we developed with some of the brethren listening here today. Oh, the memories, how they linger. It was the deciding factor which moved us up from California in 1971. Looking at the program, there were 14 serving brethren over 3 days. Let me mention them, as all but one have passed beyond the veil, as well as the Salem elders, Brother Jerry Andrus and Brother Taz Barton, and all but Sister Joy Blackman of the Salem class at that time. And they were Brother Lloyd Bolton, Brother Art Newell, Brother Norman Rice, Brother Carl Hagensick, Brother Wilf McNee, Brother Stanley Gorgas, Brother Ed Lorenz, Brother Homer Hamlin, Brother Charlie Chambers, Brother Bob Alexander, Brother Ken Nail, Brother Seclemian, Brother Bill Bong, Brother Ted Smith, and Brother George Wilmot was the only one who has survived to this day. These are the precious memories which we treasure and are part of the book of remembrance written up for us. And I'm sure you'll have similar experiences to those of ours and the ones which we will all have to add this weekend. May this weekend be a blessing and remembrance to the Lord and to you. We especially pray for our brethren serving the Lord this day and tomorrow to bring us closer and closer love and fellowship with our Master. We counsel you in the Apostle Paul's words to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, to do the work of an evangelist and make full proof of thy ministry. 2 Timothy 4:2-5. Doctrine, sound doctrine, is the basis of our faith, which enables us to keep the narrow way as we see the day approaching. We thank you all for your attendance, and may the Lord bless you all. We'll now turn the meeting over to Brother Ron for devotions and announcements.
Thank you, Brother Lou. The devotions will begin now with the resolve. But before we have that, we want to remind the brethren to please check your cameras. Not all your cameras are off. And make sure that those will not be a distraction to the brethren. And let's begin with the resolve.
My earliest thought, my desire shall be, what shall I